Go to a restaurant, school, or office in the North Country, and chances are you'll find a White Mountains graduate.
You see him at the hospital, you see him in doctor's office, you see him in the schools.
20-year-old community college student Brandon Bedard is hoping to soon be one of those employed alums. He grew up in Berlin and wants to stay here. When he completes his teacher training, he hopes to teach at the elementary school he attended.
So it's kind of a good boost your morale, because you're like, okay, well, they can make it, so if I'm going through this, I can too. And it builds a sense of community, and it brings us all together, because, you know, we're a lot of us are going here because we want to stay here.
Keeping it local is a theme you hear a lot around White Mountains Community College. In operation for 46 years, the school is the oldest community college in New Hampshire. Almost all of its nearly 800 students live within 45 minutes of the Berlin campus or one of its learning centers. As the lone college of the North Country, the territory it serves is not only the largest in the state, it's also the least populated. Yet as vital as it is to the rural economy, outgoing college president Kathy Enniges says enrollment numbers have begun to decline.
Statewide, New Hampshire happens to be up about 2%. Our college is down about 5%, and we all are trying to figure out why.
Nobody's calling it a crisis yet, but after years of steady growth, it's cause for concern. While administrators search for answers, the school is trying to attract new students.
We're attacking it in many different ways. So we have actually 7 new certificates that will be coming out this fall. So that will draw a different set of students. We also are having end of the year high school visits. So next week we will have 5 high schools from this region coming in to just visit. So for the students that are undecided, that will be another catchment.
High school graduation numbers here and across the country have fallen, a trend that's not likely to let up for a decade. But 21-year-old education student Mariah Middleton thinks she knows the real reason enrollment numbers are down.
I think the biggest thing is, you know, economy these days is expensive for anybody to go to school, you know, and especially where if you're a full-time mom or, you know, you have a full-time job to balance a job and kids and going to school, you know, or even people that can't afford to go to school is probably the biggest setback for a lot of people.
Costs will ease up slightly in 2015. Earlier this year, the university system announced a 5% tuition rate drop for community colleges. A full-time 12-credit semester will cost $4,800 next year, down about $250. But that's still a high cost for many North Country residents, where the median income is around $33,000. And as Enniges says, the region continues to lose population.
Demographically, Cowas County has lost numbers. So it really is how we become unique amongst rural community colleges.
And the answer to that may be those new courses the college is offering in the fall. One of the new programs includes the addition of a welding associate's degree, and already enrollment for next year's program has doubled. Last year, the school's grant coordinator, John Holt, helped secure $1.7 million from the U.S. Department of Labor to build the most advanced welding lab in the state that includes 3 virtual welding stations. The virtual machines aren't meant to replace the real welders, but
what it does do is it does get your muscle memory, puts you into good techniques to make sure your stick's at the right angle, you're traveling at the right speeds. You spend significantly more time welding when you're using a virtual welder than you do in the booth.
President Rick Fournier of Cross Machines in Berlin says 5 of the 8 welders he employs went through the White Mountains program.
Well, we've had real good success with the people that have graduated out of their programs. They're definitely a resource for us. Most times the positions, welding positions that we're looking for are those persons with the AWS certification, and the graduates coming out of their programs have that certification.
Job placement is also high in the White Mountains Culinary Arts program. Students here get training to work in 4-star restaurants. Professor and chef Kurt Hohmeister says that's a need for the North Country.
Up here, where the best employment is the large hotels. We do aim at higher-end restaurants mainly because of their employment regards to what they're going to make for money. If our students are going to, you know, obviously if they go to a 99 or something like that, they're not going to make any money and they really don't need the training.
But the kind of training they do need, tailored to fit the jobs available in the North Country, ties the school to the region and the region to the school. While declining enrollment means the school will have to work harder to attract the decreasing population it serves, the school faces a new challenge. After 11 years, President Enyges will be stepping aside at the end of this term to begin working in a different part of the community college system. For NHPR, I'm Sean Hurley.